some good things.
Oh, I'm sorry, and we have Dr. Shane Harada. So Dr. Shane Harada can answer, thank you very much, can answer your questions. Okay, so that's it for Facebook. There are many other groups. I realize many of you have made me administrators to them, thank you. But I'm not truly associated, or the company is not associated with any other longevity group pages. Those are all privately run by distributors that we have no participation in. And when they're not working for you, I am definitely not the complaint department to call, because I did not start the page, I don't run the page. A lot of people like to start Facebook group pages. We talk about this. Like, a lot of people love to start their group pages. And then after 3 weeks, it's boring and they don't want to do it anymore. And so their team that they've gathered together still is going and looking for information. And Deborah knows, and Michael knows, and we know, it's every day. So if you're going to create a group book page, you just took on a job. And for a year and a half, I resisted getting into social media at Longevity, because I already knew getting in, I was going to commit forever because of the relationships that I'm building. And I almost missed, for the first time last Friday, my very first day I wasn't going to be on social media. At 7 days a week, no matter if I'm in Tahiti, no matter where I am, I make sure that I connect with all of you every single day of the year. And last Friday, I had to drive, and that's how my relationship works. I'm the driver. So I'm driving at 5 o'clock in the morning, and at 3:30 in the afternoon, people started posting, "Oh my God, what happened to Michelle? There's been no post today." And we actually had to pull over on the I-5,
The day the earth went silent.
And Steve had to get into the driver's seat so that I could post and go, "Wait, I'm still here." So I almost missed my first day. But that was a really good reminder for me that people are waiting for my post. And so I felt the love. Thank you very much. I truly felt the love. But I understand when people call and go, but nobody's posted in my group for a few weeks.
Well, you know, and there's something to be said about why people, you know, they love you.
Of course, thank you.
I really. But there's also something that you can take away from that, and that is Michelle gives so much value to the people that follow her, not just by like giving away product, but those of you that follow her as a friend on there, you guys like the stuff that she puts up. She gives so much value that you actually miss it when it's gone.
Well, thank you.
And that's one thing you could be doing maybe better on your own personal Facebook, is how can I create value that like makes people who are my friends love it and miss it?
So why don't you share with them your model? 3 posts a day, like give them a model.
Okay, so perfect. Here is my model, because so many people ask, how much time do I spend on social media? It is 3 posts a day, max. Max 3 posts a day. I start at 5 a.m. Why? I'm one of those girls that sleep next to my iPhone. So at 5 a.m., I pull my iPhone off my bedpost. It is already 8 a.m. in New York. I have to deal with that. It's already 8 a.m. on the East Coast. Plus, I deal with our offices internationally. So I have to start at 5 a.m. That is my first
post. It's one of the peak times, by the way. If you're on the Pacific Coast, that people are actually on Facebook all the way through the 8 o'clock Pacific, which goes, you know, to 11.
For 3 hours.
If you think about it, it makes sense. You know, at 11 o'clock, people start to get maybe a break from work. They go on their lunch breaks. They check in on the East Coast. If they are on the Pacific Coast, they're not in work yet, so they're checking. So it kind of makes sense.
So I start at 5. I try really, really hard to do an afternoon post. Henry does on the fan page. So Henry posts at 5 a.m., I post at 5 a.m. There's 2 posts that go up every morning at 5 a.m. My personal page and the fan page. So I shouldn't have taken credit for the first 5 a.m. Henry does. Henry does the other 5 a.m. and has never missed a single day ever. So we both do a post at 5 a.m. Henry's very good about hitting the lunchtime post.
Yeah,
I try.
Let's just address that. If you're posting more than that, let's just get real. As Michael and Deborah would say, let's just get real. You're probably doing too much. You know, unless you have
Or you are relating that to you're actually working, and I am here to tell you, you're not.
Quality over quantity.
Okay, so people who think, well, I was on Facebook this morning, and I posted about longevity 6 times, I got my work in, I was like, uh-uh. You just found a reason not to work. And so posting does not relate to working, I'm sorry.
And just a technical thing, if you're posting too many posts all day long, like 6 or 7, if you have a real popular post, you're knocking that one out of rotation.
Yep.
Yes.
So you got to keep it minimal. Yeah, to 3.
Explain that a little
sure. So if you put up, let's say your second post of the day is real popular, and it's being shared, it's being spread all around, it's really going viral, you don't want to then
kill the buzz.
Yeah, like an hour or two, even 2 hours later, post another one, because you're gonna, that one then gets shuffled down.
How many
into
of you
system.
Watch your traffic flow on your own post? Do you watch it? You should watch it. Honestly, I know it's psychotic. I watch my traffic flow. When Henry's putting a post up, Steve could come running into my office. Dave has too. They've come running into my office. Oh my gosh, there's something really great you got to tell the whole world. I'm the first to say, wait, whoa, I can't kill the activity that's going on with this post right now. I'll get it up. I'll get the information that you want up. But I've got to wait till it dies down on the popularity that's going on with the post in front of me. You never want to kill the great buzz that's going on with the post. Yes. Likes and comments. Okay. Likes and comments. That's your traffic flow. Hold. There's one more post. Hold. We're still not done answering that question, so we just gotta move on. Then there's a post at night. All right. So three times a day. For most, the average person, two times a day is more than sufficient. More than sufficient.
Before we answer another question, can I give a tip that'll get everybody more likes and comments and shares
Absolutely.
On their posts? Would you guys like to know
yes.
pretty much a simple few words that you can say to get more results on your post?
Yes.
Okay, this is really simple, and you're going to laugh, okay? But write down on your page, give a command, give a command.
There's a second one that I do, ask a question.